This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm excited, very excited for both the short-term and the long-term potential of the Penguins here, and I'll get to that momentarily as to the why. But I think, you know, regardless of what the external expectation is, I think the opportunity that's going to be afforded to a lot of players and a lot of people in our building, combined with those standards that are set and the environment that's set that I've talked about, will allow us the chance to have an exciting and fun year and a chance and a group of players that the fans can really get behind.
That was Kyle Dubas on expectations for 2025. I don't think it's really gone that way at all. I don't think this is a team that fans have really got behind. The attendance at the arena these days would back that up. Their games are usually boring as hell. And so you get to watch Sidney Crosby, which is great. That is still worth the price of admission. And he is still playing like an elite player. And the one guy who has stepped up his game this year is Raquel. And he's helping Sid potentially pull off one of the great statistical runs in NHL history. 2 decades of averaging a point per game per season. And so my preference is to let Raquel, and the Penguins agreed ultimately, was to keep Raquel, let him finish this with Sid, and then think about trading him in the summer. He'd need to cool off hugely, or he'd have to get injured to cause his value this offseason to really free fall. I would prefer where the Penguins are at right now to the Bruins. I'm seeing on Twitter that there are some Penguins fans that have FOMO or like, I wish we could be Boston right now. Just pull the Band-Aid off and go and get everybody out. Trade your captain. Yeah, I'm not... fans are not robots. They have hearts. They have feelings. I would not want to wake up today and have Sidney Crosby... This was never going to happen, but... I don't think any of us would have felt good if Sidney Crosby got traded to the Florida Panthers or the Vegas Knights.
You laugh and say this was never going to happen. Apparently, TSN did like a 20-minute segment on it today where they were just second-guessing Dubas and wondering if Crosby would want to be dealt. They played all the hits.
Because they hate Dubas up there.
Well, no, but it's not about that. They think like that it's the old good for the NHL thing. Darren Dreger literally said this on television on Monday. You were not.
That the Penguins owe it to the NHL.
No, that Sidney Crosby owes it to the NHL.
To go play for a good team.
If we were doing satellite radio, I would say Sidney Crosby doesn't owe the NHL, word that rhymes with hit.
How about Bupkis?
Yes, he owes the league nothing. He came in with the expectations of an entire sports league on his shoulders. He and Ovi, to be fair, have over-delivered. They owe the NHL literally nothing.
So I love that the Penguins held on to Rakell. I like their moves, period, today. Beauvillier, Glass, and flipping Shen. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to your calls. Here's Dave in Coriopolis. Hello, Dave.
Hello, fellas.
Hello. I knew this was Dave in Coriopolis.
Hey, listen, fellas. I just want to let you know that
the greatest hockey player of all time is R.J. Umberger, who went to the Ohio State University.
Well, I mean, if you want to try to steal my thunder, I really wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you recognize. What I would like to say is the artificial accomplishments of Pittsburgh franchises has disappointed BFF, and we have downgraded your city bond rating to a 1.
What's the highest it can be?
What is BFF?
That's a Barber Football Focus.
And you have bond ratings like Standard & Poor's that you give out?
Yes, yes. If you were on the site, you would be able to see it. But it's
why
only,
is Chris not on the site?
Do you give out Michelin stars for restaurants, too?
It's only available to high-level executives, owners.
And barbers. People,
and 10,000 of them, to be precise.
And who is it owned by?
Oh, it's owned by a conglomerate that you don't need to know at this time. You just need to know it's the most accurate in sports.
So wait, the barbers themselves don't just own it as like a kind of a collective there? A co-op?
We're more of a conclave.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So you're picking the next pope?
No, we do things much more important. We pick the next champions of sports.
Who do you guys have as the Stanley Cup winner in
2025? Oh, we're going to go with the Sharks.
And who do you have as Austin Bechtold's next girlfriend?
That'll be no one for 100%.
Thank you, Dave in Coriopolis.
Anything else, Dave?
He's gone.
Oh, too bad.
It's Dave in Coriopolis. I don't know how Dave in Coriopolis ends calls. I've never talked to him before.
I agree with the Umberger being the best NHL player of all time, by the way. He and I are on the same page there.
Where's he from?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It would be Plum High School.
And you and RJ, good buddies?
That's also why you feel like Pat McAfee is the greatest broadcaster of all time.
There's no doubt about that one. Number one with a bullet.
Here is Brian in New Brighton. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Hello. What's up? Come on, what do you got for us? Yes.
You're on the air, Brian.
I'm okay with keeping Rakell because, one, making these deals,
guaranteed, obviously, with these draft picks, and then you have to develop the draft picks afterwards and give them the opportunity to play, which Sullivan has shown over time he doesn't do. And then second of all, if you go back to last year, you're telling me that you can't make a playoffs with a Getzel, Russ, Crosby, Malkin, all these players, you can't even make the playoffs. It tells me it's a bigger problem of the system more so than the talent that you get in it.
I mean, I think I think I largely agree with you. I don't trust Sullivan to be the coach of that presides over a rebuilding roster, because I don't think he trusts young guys, which you said. And I think his system might be good, but when guys start to tune you out, generally, I think any system becomes bad because they're probably not really running it.
So when you say you don't trust the team to take the picks or the players they get, the young guys back from Raquel, is that more on the GM, Dubas, or more on the head coach, Sullivan?
I think it's a combination, because if you're going to trade Raquel, you're just taking a flyer that you're going to eventually produce somebody that is as good as Raquel by the time Sid hangs it up or Malkin hangs it up. I think Malkin's done after next year.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of mystery. Yeah, I think Malkin's done after next year, and who knows if
Letang
actually
plays his whole career
here. But the
flip side of it is, if you can't go to the playoffs with Guentzel, Sid, and Malkin all being healthy and having good years, what makes you think they'll get to the playoffs next year with Sid, Malkin, Raquel, Carlson, Letang, et cetera?
That's my exact point. Like, if you couldn't have made the playoffs with the roster you had last year and the star power you had, Guentzel looks like, obviously, one of the, since he's left here, one of the top players in the league.
All right. So you're basically saying if you keep Raquel, you're screwed, and if you trade Raquel, you're doubly screwed. Do I hear that right?
Yeah, so just ride it out.
Brian, you're like the yin to Nick earlier, his yang. We've gotten like a nice, there's balance and harmony in the universe with those two callers.
It's a bad idea to keep Raquel. It's a worse idea to trade him.
God, can you imagine what we would have gotten out of him if we had asked him about the Steelers? Oh, it's a bad idea to sign Fields, but then again, it's a bad idea to not sign Fields.
Here is
Schrodinger's take.
Here is Derek in Trafford. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I think Dubas is doing the second part of his job well. I think his first task as GM was to make one last run with those guys intact, and he failed miserably.
I agree with that.
I think the Band-Aid is off now, and he has to try and rebuild, and I think he is squeezing what he can out of those juice or out of that fruit. I mean, him getting a second for Bevilier on an expiring contract with ho-hum numbers is incredible.
Agreed, but how about his decision to keep Raquel?
I like it. I don't think it hurts. I agree with you on the chasing the history thing, and I think that Crosby does care about that. I think it's something that's going to matter to him in the long run.
Thank you,
just
Derek.
To kind of be compared.
You're a sane person, because I'm amazed. Like, Sidney Crosby is like a true selfless superstar. Like, the way he plays hockey, I think, is like very not about me. But I am just amazed at how some people out there, not even a lot, but some people could look at the record he's chasing and say that clearly doesn't matter to him. As if it's like somehow virtuous.
Well, to be fair, we've only had one person call in and say that, so I don't want to paint the Penguins fan base with a broad brush.
Oh, come on. Let me take the brush and paint.
Here is the Penguins' number one fan and our number two fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Jeff, this is like a holiday for you. You probably woke up and put TSN on when you turned your coffee pot on this morning.
Trick question. His coffee pot turning on actually turns TSN automatically.
I was way too busy this morning, but I do remember.
Is this a melancholy holiday for you, Jeff? Because usually they are the buyers, and now they're selling assets.
I remember the 08 trade deadline as being one of the greatest days of my life. I found out about the host of trade while I was at work, and I almost fainted. And my coworkers, because I still lived in Ohio at the time, were like, "What's this guy's problem?" But I still remember that to this day. But no, I agree with that last caller that Dubas failed at the first part of his job, but he's doing a pretty good job at the second part of his job. Let's go back to the Guentzel trade from last year, which I know at the time that it happened, it was like, man, we didn't even get a guaranteed first-round pick for Guentzel. But like now, if you want to include the fact that Bunning was one of the key pieces that he got back in that trade, and then he flipped Bunning this year, think of it this way. We got in total for Jake Guentzel, Tommy Novak, Ponomarev, Koi Vunin, Cruz Lucius, the second round pick last year, which ended up being Harrison Brunicki, and now we got a second round pick and a fourth round
Jeff,
pick.
Jeff, you clearly saw the flow chart that I also saw about that trade.
Yeah,
I mean, well, Like, that's what you got
to
do.
I know, but that feels to me like making lemonade out of lemons, because if you had not signed Jari back, Graves, and made the Carlson heir, you probably would have just been able to re-sign Gensel and keep him and not try to rationalize it with the prospects and draft picks they got back.
Well, the thing is, how long are we going to dwell on that? Because that falls under the category of the first part of the job.
To be fair to you, Jeff, hold on for a second. I actually think you are acknowledging, yes, those things were very bad, and you've moved on and are trying to evaluate them now based on what
it
was.
But that kind of feels like, hey, Tomlin had them in a bad spot where they needed to win 3 in a row to just get back to 8-8, and by golly, he did it. It's like you give him credit for digging the hole and then getting himself out of it.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing is, that's a good comparison. It is. However, I will counter with when Dubas came, I think that's a tougher spot because, like, he was at that time trying to just basically make magic. I mean, we really, in reality, had nothing left in the tank, and he was just trying something to get us back to being a decent playoff team, and it failed. So, yeah, I have moved on to the second part. I think the one that is the worst is obviously the Jari contract. I mean, the other ones, I mean, you know, it just looks like Carlson's not a good fit, and he's not a good fit with Sullivan. And I'll agree with that last caller that maybe a lot of this doesn't matter if we stubbornly hold on to Sullivan. So
Come down on keeping Raquel? I haven't heard your opinion on that yet. That's a pretty big one.
So I only wanted to trade Raquel if we got blown away with an offer. So the fact that Dubas got a second for Beauvillier, he obviously was fielding calls that he didn't like what they were saying. So I'm fine with it because we are not in a position where we have to trade him. He's still under contract for multiple years after this.
Thank you. So. We also now have a breaking news Penguins trade. Connor Timmins has been traded from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Penguins. All of Pittsburgh hockey fans are now going to Google and typing in the name Connor Timmins all at once to figure out who this guy is. And
he
is a defenseman.
A righty shot.
8.63/213.
I think he is probably going to win the Norris Trophy one of these years.
They were looking for hardness in Luke Shen, but he didn't want to play here. So maybe they got some of that hardness in Timmins.
He's from St. Catharines, Ontario. Great vegan donut
and
shop.
And before you ask, I'll answer it now.
Okay.
No relation to Lawrence Timmins that I know of. One is African-American and one is a white man.
Yeah. In case you were wondering. One's from Canada. Where's Timmins from?
The United States of America. Connor DeWar also heading to Pittsburgh from the Leafs. Who is heading from the Penguins to the Leafs? Maybe we'll find that out when Dubas talks in exactly an hour. He has delayed his conversation with Jeff Hathorn and others because of all these deadline deals. Mark Cabali in studio with us next to talk about what's going to happen on Monday when NFL free agency starts. I had somebody tell me that the Steelers don't like working on the weekends, so they won't if they don't sign Justin Fields today, that means he's gone.
They don't like working on the weekends. I guess they, what was that song? Everybody's working for the weekend, implying that they are trying to get to the weekend?
Cabali.
You want a QB who will start?
Cabali will give us the latest on Steelers free agency. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. This is the PM team, but first a Malzy headline.
It's a message. Thank you. It is a message from your pal, Malzy. And I want to talk to the people out there, contractors, blue-collar types, ponies people, as I like to say, the folks who work with their hands, who build things, maybe build dreams. Maybe you work on a lot of kitchens as a contractor. The DIY enthusiasts out there, this message is for you as well. And just maybe the homeowners who are thinking about redoing a kitchen or a bathroom. The one you've got maybe is outdated. You might not know this, but the average wait time for cabinets, pretty big part of like any kitchen renovation, any bathroom renovation, the average wait time is 8 to 12 weeks. Now, who wants to wait that long? Nobody. Check out Choice Cabinet instead. Choice Cabinet has over 65,000 cabinets in stock. These cabinets, all wood, with 10 different paints and stains. Better yet, delivery is available in as little as 3 days. You heard me say the average wait time is 8 to 12 weeks. With Choice Cabinet, delivery is available in as little as 3 days. If you need cabinets, the choice is clear. ChoiceCabinet.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.